I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 WFCL in Nashville Public Radio. I'm happy to welcome back one of the most active and engaged musical ensembles in Nashville. The Eastwood Ensemble is here with music of Francis Poulenc, Kevin Jablonski, and John Harbison. So we're going to get started. Well, first of all, I mentioned the members who are here today. Tia Thomason is director and clarinetist with Eastwood Ensemble. Ryan Huber plays piano. Daniel Lockery, clarinet, Robert Marler, piano, Annalisa Hepringer, violin, Ann Richards, flute, Bradley Mansell, cello, Kevin Jablonski, double bass, and Claire Yang on viola today. So we're going to start with clarinetist Tia Thomason and pianist Ryan Huber playing the opening movement of the Sonata for Clarinet and Piano by Francis Poulenc. Thank you. The first movement of the Sonata for Clarinet and Piano by Francis Poulenc, played live in Studio C by clarinetist Tia Thomason and pianist Ryan Huber. Tia Thomason is director of the Eastwood Ensemble, a very fine Nashville musical organization, and she's going to give us a little bit of information about the upcoming Americana Yesterday and Today concert, which will happen this coming Sunday. Tia.
Hi, thank you for having us here. We are having a concert on Sunday, May 22nd at 3 o'clock. It's called Americana Yesterday and Today because we are exploring music of Stephen Foster. And the piece I just played, Francis Poulenc, you're probably wondering, why would you put that on a program? Well, the first reason is that I'm dedicating it to an East Nashville musician who passed away this year, Paul Gordon. And he was a very American composer and musician as well. And also, interestingly enough, at the premiere of this piece, unfortunately, Francis Poulenc had passed away. However, Leonard Bernstein stepped in to play the piano part with Benny Goodman, who the piece was written for to play, in memory of Honegger. Mm-hmm. And so with all that memory going and the connection of Americana, we are also featuring singer, songwriter, and poet Kevin Gordon. And you're going to see a lot of interesting connections between the music we play and what we would refer to as American music.
And, of course, Americana is very big right now, so we're making a connection between the early Americana from Stephen Foster and today's Americana singer-songwriters with Kevin Gordon, who's a very fine songwriter, singer, and poet as well. So that's good. And this is going to be at the on Sunday at the Eastwood Christian Church on East Elm Avenue at 3 o'clock, right?
Yes, it is. And it's free, but we are accepting donations for an East Nashville nonprofit called Give Me 10. And even though East Nashville has been so popular and all the building and, you know, a lot of expense and trendy, there are still some parts of East Nashville where there are kids in need. So we'll be raising money to feed the some children that are playing football at Maplewood High School during their summer program. So if you do attend, it's free, but we're encouraging the donations. And 100% will go toward Give Me 10.
Well, that's great. Well, we have music by one of our musicians who are in the studio, who is in the studio today. Kevin Jablonski is a string bass player. He's written a string quartet. We're going to hear some of that next. This is the quartet. I'm not sure if it has a title yet. Kevin, what's the story?
I've just simply titled it String Quartet Number 1, mainly for the reason that I'm sort of being purposely vague about what I want to convey with this. I think everyone kind of comes and listens to this quartet in their own unique way and takes something different from it. So I don't want to sort of put any labels on it as to why, when, or, you know, what I was writing this about. It is a way of sort of expressing my experiences at the time of writing it. But I think it's, I'd like to.
And which part of it will be hearing today?
I will be hearing just the part of the first movement. On the concert, we'll be playing the premiere of the whole first movement.
You are members of the Eastwood Ensemble, Annalisa Hepfinger, violin, Clara Yang, viola, Bradley Mansell, cello, and Kevin Jablonski, double bass.
Thank you.
That's music of Kevin Jablonski, played live in Studio C by members of the Eastwood Ensemble, Annalisa Herpfinger, violin, Claire Yang, viola, Bradley Mansell, cello, and the composer Kevin Jablonski on double bass. That's music that you can hear in the concert this coming Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Eastwood Christian Church in East Nashville, Eastland Avenue in East Nashville, a concert titled Americana, Yesterday and Today. And we are having the Eastwood Ensemble members in Studio C today for a live performance. These are all very busy musicians with full musical lives, so the fact that they can get together any time to play music together is kind of amazing, especially coming over on probably a busy workday for everyone. So thank you all for coming and playing for us live in Studio C. I'm Will Griffin. It's music next by the American composer John Harbison, and clarinetist Daniel Lockery is going to introduce these songs America loves to sing for flute, clarinet, violin, cello, and piano.
Well, as many of you know, John Harbison is another living composer on our program. Kevin is the other one. So anyway, he has a very wide range of types of music and types of expression. The Nashville Symphony is actually commissioning a large work for him for our next season. So he does a lot of large works, including operas and various things. This wide range of expression is in play today because these are a series of 10 tunes, and he calls it Songs America Loves to Sing because it sounds like a songbook that a family might get around the piano in the, say, the 20s, 30s, 40s and sing out of. And so he picks real tunes that most of us will probably know, and he puts them in every other one of this series of 10 is either a solo or it's a canon. And he goes back and forth between the two. We are only doing three of these, and the three that we're doing, the first is a solo called Will the Circle Be Unbroken? The second is a canon on Ara Lee, or Love Me Tender, if you wish, and a solo then on What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Sometimes the tunes come out and hit you over the head, and sometimes they're a little bit, you have to sort of track them with his modern language.
Well, here with music by John Harbison are members of the Eastwood Ensemble, flutist Ann Richards, clarinetist Daniel Lockery, violinist Annalisa Hepninger, cellist Bradley Mansell, and Robert Marler at piano.
Thank you.
American composer John Harbison shining his particular harmonic light on three very familiar melodies, Will the Circle Be Unbroken, Aura Lee, or Love Me Tender, if you will, or Americana version, and What a Friend We Have in Jesus, one of three of 10 songs America Loves to Sing by John Harbison, played by Ann Richards, flute, Daniel Lockery, clarinet, Annalisa Hepfinger, violin, Bradley Mansell, cello, and Robert Marler, piano, all members of the Eastwood Ensemble who have been live in Studio C today, bringing us selections from their upcoming concert called Americana Yesterday and Today. We don't have time to talk about this today, but there'll be a connection with the early American composer Stephen Foster, early 19th century American composer Stephen Foster, who maybe got the Americana ball rolling many years ago. Tia Thomason is the director and clarinetist with one of the clarinetists with the Eastwood Ensemble, and she was performing music of Poulenc with Ryan Huber as well today, live in Studio C. Thank you all for this fine.
Thank you for having us.
Our pleasure. I'm Will Griffin. Thanks for being with us for Live in Studio C. Coming up next week, pianist Jerome Reed is back from Lipscomb University. Our thanks to Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee for their support of Live in Studio C at Classical 91.1.